I believe that the population of over 65s in the country is going to double in the next 10 years. So there is a need for an expansion of all our facilities for catering for elderly people, and indeed the development of quite a number of new ones as well. And I think just for the future development of RSC Door, in terms of attracting funding and that, I think if the HSE took responsibility for it and managed it, it could see it developing into the future. Because as a community-run facility as well, the paying conditions of the staff wouldn't be as good and as a HSE-run facility. And there's ongoing difficulties in terms of meeting all the requirements. You know, the HICWA standards are very strict as well and have to be continuously met. And I think there needs to be a sound financial footing to ensure that it can continue to meet those standards and actually continue to meet the needs of the community as well.
Yeah, but is there anybody saying that it's not going to carry on, it won't last?
Well, I think we had a crisis last year where there was a very severe risk to the centre, and we had been in contact with the Fair Deal scheme to try and increase the level of funding that they can secure under that. And I know that the HSE are in discussions with the management and at the moment in relation to sustaining the facility as well. So what we need to do is we want to prevent any further crisis, and the way to do that is for the HSE to take it in charge and ensure the long-term viability of the centre itself.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, if I were in that nursing home today, or I had a family member in there, and I'm listening to you, I'd be getting nervous, I'd be getting worried, because you're saying that there's a danger for the future, and the HSE is saying, well, we're not getting involved, we're not taking charge of it.
Yeah, and I think that's short-sighted on behalf of the HSE. And I mean, I don't want to panic anybody or get any family members concerned in relation to their family member that could be a patient in the centre. But I think it's something that the HSE have to consider in terms of the discussions that they're having with them at the moment. And I think it's for the long term, we do need more facilities. We need more facilities for the elderly, and the way to ensure that the RSC Door could develop and expand the number of beds is by the HSE providing the funding for that under their auspices.
Well, the government have announced a $300 million capital development plan to upgrade public nursing homes, so there is money there.
Yeah, well, that's basically to upgrade the public nursing homes to meet the HICWA standards, and you would have seen in the last couple of days that the requirement on meeting those HICWA standards has been pushed out for another 6 years to allow for that capital expenditure, and that'll go mainly on the HSE's existing facilities. But, you know, with the population of over 65s doubling in the next 10 years across the country, we are in a situation where we have to look at rapidly expanding the amount of premises available and the amount of beds available just to meet that demographic demand.
I was reading a report today that says that Nursing Homes Ireland has claimed that there's an emergency looming over the provision of nursing home care. It says the Department of Health has previously said that 7,600 extra beds will be needed to meet requirements to 2021. The organisation, which represents private homes, is holding its annual conference today. NHI Chief Executive Tadhg Daly said that the recent $300 million capital development plan to upgrade public nursing homes represented a substantial underinvestment. He said it would not increase bed capacity within public homes. The NHI also claimed that the state pays public nursing homes 58% more than what it pays to private homes.
Yeah, that's not, well, on the figure of the payment, that's wouldn't exactly be accurate, Sean, because I believe that the patients that are in public nursing homes and in the HSE-run nursing homes are actually patients that have a higher level of need and a higher level of care requirement. What you very often see is that the patients that are with the lowest amount of need actually end up in the private nursing homes, and the patients with the highest amount of care requirements remain in the public system. And it is true, like, I mean, that there needs to be a massive investment in the HSE facilities, because just to stand still, we need to double the number of beds available in the next 10 years. And that's just to maintain the level of service as it is. And I think that's too onerous of responsibility to be placed on a community to provide the doubling of beds that is required. And we need to maintain and look after our elderly in this way, and we need to step up to the investment to make sure that it happens.
But who's funding it at the moment then? Obviously the government's funding that nursing home for people that are in there, for some of them. So who else? You say it's too much of a strain on the community. In what way? Who else is funding it?
Well, at the moment, if the community, if they, to expand the number of beds, the community would have to raise the funding to deliver that, and I think that's too big an ask, really, for a local community. At the moment, the way the beds are funded is that they're funded through the Fair Deal Scheme, where the
yeah, but there've been promises about the Fair Deal Scheme and an improvement in that, and the flow of cash to that.
Yeah, there was big problems last year in terms of the length of time it was taken for patients to be approved for the scheme. It was taken up to 15 weeks. So basically, somebody would be waiting 15 weeks before they could actually take up a bed in a nursing home. That's been reduced significantly over the last year, down to about 4 weeks. But one of the problems in Donegal is that the Fair Deal set a maximum limit to the amount that they'll pay per bed within a facility as well. And in Donegal, I think that's somewhere in the region of about €850 a week. So regardless of how much care your patient needs, the maximum that you can receive from Fair Deal would be that amount.
Well, if the home is full at the moment, Thomas, what happens to people now in the area when they're in need of nursing care? Because obviously, given that it's a Gaeltacht area, it's very important that people would be, you know, in an area where people are able to speak Irish. Is that an issue?
That is an issue, and it has been something that has arisen over the last couple of years, you know, where elderly people who would be fluent Gaelic speakers were taken into Dunloe Hospital, which wouldn't have the same level of Gaelic available, and it has been a problem for people. And people need to be maintained, if they can, as close to the family and friends as possible as well, to allow ease of visiting. Currently, there is a community HSE facility in Polcarra, and there is the community hospital in Dunloe as well, and Áras Gidoir meeting the need in Gidoir. The interesting thing, Sean, probably as part of it as well, is in Donegal, we have one of the highest proportions in the country of elderly people being maintained at home by their families as well.
Well, isn't that the ideal?
Well, that would be the ideal, and that would be the ideal situation. And we need to facilitate that. And again, there's been the ongoing problems there with like home care packages and the availability of home help to support people staying at home. But we also, alongside that, need to have beds available within nursing facilities as well to cater for people through no fault of their own, maybe families just aren't able to manage to keep them at home. And I think the desire of most people in Donegal is to maintain their parents and their old relations at home as long as possible.
Okay, so does somebody need to actually put their hand up and say, if the HSE doesn't take over this home, then here's when it's going to close, or this is what's going to happen? I mean, is it going to take that kind of a shock story before anything's done?
Well, I hope it won't, Sean, and that's what they're trying to preempt at the minute, trying to open the discussion with the HSE, that they would look at it seriously, because we don't want to end up in a crisis situation with any nursing home or any community hospital that is put at risk. And we've seen, your listeners would have seen over the years, the concerns around Lufford Hospital, the community hospital there, and that as well. And we don't want that kind of crisis, because it's not fair on the families, and it's not fair on the elderly people to have that uncertainty. And unfortunately, in this country, it takes a crisis before you actually see any action taking place.
Okay, Deputy Thomas Pringle, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Sean.
And it's coming up to 10:25. We'll be back after these.
Today, Sean Doherty.